The following is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of people. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah on January 8, 2025, on the anniversary of the 1978 historic uprising against the oppressive Pahlavi regime. Commemorating the incident that took place on January 9th, 1978 is necessary and imperative for two reasons. First, because January 9th, 1978 is one of the peaks in the history of our country. That is, anyone who looks at the history of the country in the future will see this day you have gathered here on this anniversary as being one of the most prominent points in our history. It was on this day that a massive movement was set in motion in the country, and this massive movement culminated in a monumental revolution that shook the world and altered the global political map. This is a peak. The second reason for the need to honor January 9th is that we must learn from it. These events, these days of God, Ayyamullah, are for us to draw lessons from them. We must both learn from and take note of these events. So your annual gathering, whether it is held here or in Qom itself, is a necessary, honorable, effective action, God willing. I have noted a few points for this second section pertaining to the lessons and insights to be drawn from the incident that took place on the 19th of day, which I would like to share with you. One issue is about what kind of Iran was preferred by the US regime and global arrogance. Today, when you see everyone is speaking out from all the corners of the world, both inside and outside the country, we should understand how the US prefers Iran to be, what it desires, and how it wants things to be. This can be understood from the issues related to the incident in Qom. Several days before the 19th of day, Carter, then President of the US, was in Tehran. During an official meeting, he began praising Mohammad Reza Shah excessively, saying, "Today, thanks to this gentleman, Iran is an island of stability." In other words, Iran was considered to be an ideal Iran in the eyes of the American president in 1977.